South Park, Phone Destroyer. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. South Park Phone Destroyer is a free-to-play, real-time strategy collectible card game developed by Ubisoft Redlinx and published by Ubisoft. It was released on iOS and Android on November 9, 2017. Based upon the American adult animated sitcom South Park, South Park Phone Destroyer follows the children of the small town as they play a game based around different role-playing games using different themes: adventure, sci-fi, mystical, fantasy, superheroes, and neutral. The player takes the role of the new kid, as previously introduced in The Stick of Truth and again in The Fractured But Whole. Section 1. Gameplay. The game is played with decks of cards that consist of characters from the South Park television series. Each card costs energy, which restores over time. Mechanically, it is somewhat similar to Clash Royale. There are different versions of each character for every theme, which the player can unlock through opening card packs or purchasing them in the Daily Shop or PvP Shop, such as Stan, who is dressed as a program from Tron, or Cartman, who is dressed as either a sheriff, a grand wizard, a monk, the Coon, or Awesomeo. Most of the cards have their own special ability with their own unique purpose. Card packs are also purchasable by way of in-app purchases. Other gameplay aspects include real-time player versus player battles and a customizable deck editor, which the player can use to experiment with different card combinations in order to help them progress through the game. Section 2. Plot. The kids of South Park argue about a new game for them to play. Cartman, who is dressed as a sheriff, decides the kids should play Cowboys and Indians. The kids initially seem reluctant until Cartman suggests the new kid can help the Cowboys win the game. Using FaceTime to contact the new kid, he invites them to come and play by means of using their smartphone, which he dubs as a powerful weapon that can assure their victory. The ending of the game depends on whether the player bought stuff with real money, which results in three different results to the new kid's contributions to the game in app purchases. Subsection 1. Endings. No money spent. The kids are disappointed since they knew that people worked hard on the game. Stan then says that he knew they'd get nothing by making the game a freemium one. In other words, the player didn't spend any money on in-app purchases. Some money spent. Cartman concludes that the money spent is what the new kid thought it was worth. The kids mull over what they could buy with the money the player spent. Stan then says that they should have charged the players to play the game first, like in the old days. A lot of money spent. The kids are so happy that the players spent a lot on in-app purchases, and Kyle says the player should see someone about mobile game addictions. Section 3. Release. South Park Phone Destroyer was announced at E3 2017 and released worldwide on November 9, 2017. The game received a mixed response from critics, according to review aggregator website Metacritic. On June 9, 2022, it was revealed on the official South Park Phone Destroyer Facebook page that the game will get its final card release, Legendary Rank Dr. Mephisto, and one set of balance changes before an end to all new content. While this is clearly the beginning of the end of the game will continue working with no set end date announced. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License. This audio file was recorded on the 24th of April, 2024.